Now, there's a bit of a buzz at the moment in the blind and partially sighted community. The film about Dave Healy, Blind Dave, is doing the rounds at the festival. It's called 7 Days, and it deals with Dave Healy and his early days when he was diagnosed with RP, retinitis pigmentosa, and the knowledge that he was going to go blind. And then it takes it on to a bit when he did one of his big challenges called The Sevens, and it was 7 marathons in 7 continents in 7 days. Anyway, it's been picked up as a story, and the film has been really successful at the moment. And Rick Jones, who's a blind singer, songwriter, and musician, he has got one of his songs in the soundtrack. He's going to be performing at one of the showings of the movie, and he joins us now. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Simon. How are you doing?
I'm not bad. And are you jet-lagged? You're just back in the country, aren't you?
Yeah, just been Lanzarote for a week. I am a bit, yeah. Well,
Did you not get extra days because you couldn't get home?
We did get, well, if you can call it an extra day, it was more like an extra day's hanging about. But it was good, I enjoyed it. There's not many companies give you a free day, is there?
No. So, getting back to this, it's been busy for you the last couple of months. What's it been like?
I've enjoyed it. I think it's been really good, the response to the song and the film. I think it's just worked out incredibly well for everybody, you know. Dave's got his, you know, he's got his credit in the film through the run and things like that, and then myself doing the song for it. I think everybody who's put the time in for it has done a great job. I really do. I think it's a great film. But for me, the thing with it is I can't believe how the song has taken a life of its own, because everybody who's heard the song, they've took it to mean something to them, which is, when you write a song, Simon, that's what you want it to do. You know, I don't really say what mine are about, because I'd like people to make their own minds up. You know, I wrote the song with my mate and that, and there's only us two really know what it's about. And you know, I'd rather people who listen to music, my music, whether it be Walk a Mile in My Shoes or any of the other songs which you've been playing on the MNRB Connect radio station, I'd rather them make their own mind up as to what it is, what they're about.
And that's the sign of a good song, because it also means that when we listen to it, we make it as something personal to us then.
It is. It is. You know, you listen to songs by other artists, you know, whether it be, you know, Bohemian Rhapsody or whatever other song you can think of, when you think, what's it about that? You know, because everybody has their own interpretation of it.
I used to be like that in my early days with Pink Floyd. I used to find a lot of their lyrics were quite ambiguous, and I actually liked that because I could listen to it every time and for years and still wonder a little bit about what it meant, but it also meant something for me, so it's something personal to me then.
That's it, isn't it? Like you said, you listen to Pink Floyd, whatever it may be, and you think, you read the words. When you read the words to the songs, you think, what was going through your heads? It's, you know, it is good when they don't tell you what they're about, because I think it shatters the illusion for you then.
Well, I've got one question for you from Paul Quigley, and it was about production, because we know you produce all your own stuff. Now, I had said you use a particular editing suite because, with you not being able to see, you need something that's very accessible. What is it you use?
Well, for me, I use a program called Logic Pro X. Now, it only works with Apple Mac computers. So Apple Macs, I think it's about £100 to £200, but it does work with VoiceOver and it works really well. I've had no problem recording with it, but there also is, you don't have to have Logic, because there's also a free one called GarageBand. That's what I made the first album on, called What's on the Moon. That is a free software, and that does come pre-installed on Macs, but you can also use it on your iPad and iPhone as well. So if people want to start recording, have a look at GarageBand.
That's also
like
got samples.
It's like a taster. Yeah, it is. That's correct.
Yeah, it's got samples on it, because I've messed about with that one myself. You can come up with something quite novel to begin with, don't you? Then when you want to actually do something different, then it gets a bit harder.
Well, that's it. Well, that's how Slip Away, the first song I ever wrote, that was done with a drum loop, and then we built it up around that. So it's surprising how some songs start. It's not always with a guitar part or a line. It can be just something simple as a drum loop.
Yeah, as I've said to many people, though, I'm really impressed with what you do, because although you play all the instruments on your tracks and you mix mm-hmm. it sounds very organic. Sometimes it can sound a bit linear when you do it that way, I think. But you've got a real kind of organic feel to the music. It's got a real warmth about it.
Well, because it's all played by me, because I know every note, every where things should go, I think it helps. No, because a lot of it's just in one take. A lot of the stuff is just one take, and that's it. Like the first album, I'd spend like weeks on stuff. But I think if you can sing it in one take or play it in one take, it sounds more livelier, if you get me there. Because the more times you spend on something, it can lose its feel.
Yeah, it loses that kind of spontaneity, doesn't it?
That's what I try and do with my stuff. I try and keep it as spontaneous as I can.
You're just a show-off.
Well.
Right.
I like that.
Right, so anyway, we've got... There's a showing in Wigan of the movie, and you're going to be doing a gig before it, aren't you?
Yeah, there's going to be... It's at the Old Courts. That's in Wigan. Crawford Street. There is tickets available on Eventbrite. They are £5, and the fiver from the tickets goes to a local charity in Wigan called Wigan Lee District for Bland.
So you're going to be performing before the film, and then the film comes on and everybody's going to hear the song in the soundtrack as well?
Yeah, well, the plan is, I didn't want to just show the film and see ya, you know, we all go on. Like, I thought, I'll fill it up a bit. So I said to the girl who's behind it, who's helped organise it, I said, well, instead of just showing the film, why don't we make an art of it? Like, I get up, play 3 or 4 songs, and then show the film. Because I think it'd be nice that, because it's, you know, you get to see me and you get your money's worth out of me as well. You do, though. You know, you do, because I think if I just went in and said, right, this is the film, so yeah, you know, I think it'll be a nice atmosphere, and it'll be a nice night as well. Because it's, I mean, I listened to the interview you did with Dave Healy. Hello, Dave. and he said, like what Dave said, it must be a great feeling for Rick in his hometown where he's from. And it is. It's a great feeling, because if you'd have told me 3 or 4 years ago, whenever it was when we started writing these, that it would have been in a film, I wouldn't know what make of it. But it's just worked out great for me, and I wouldn't be happier.
We're both really chuffed for you as well. And in the words of a song you might be familiar with, I think you should ride it till the wheels fall off.
I want a royalty for that now.
That's one of Rick's songs as well. Where can we hear your music, Rick?
Well, if you want to get hold of it, the albums are on iTunes, which are What's on the Moon, which is the first one. The Hotel with No Name, which is what Walk a Mile in My Shoes is from. And the latest one, What Can't Speak Can't Lie, which was released last year. That's on there. And there might be a fourth one coming this year. I've not decided yet.
Right, well, we'll talk about that if and when it happens. But it's been great watching this all come together, Rick, and you know, we'll have you on regularly for a chat and a catch-up. But before you go, if you would do us the honour, would you like to introduce your song that is from the film 7 Days, and take it away?
I certainly will. Hello, everybody. You're listening to our RB Connect Radio with Simon Barlett. And this is the song Walk a Mile in My Shoes, featured in the film 7 Days, The Story of Blind Dave Healey. Hope you enjoy it. Cheers.
And then tell me everything's all right. I don't know why, but everything.